Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Bookies will be on the witness stand today in federal court for the prosecution to testify that acknowledged mobster James Whitey Bulger made them pay rent to do business. Yesterday, retired state police colonel Tom Foley testified he was blocked by the FBI when he tried to investigate Bulger. The defense tried to use Foley's testimony to ruin the credibility of three former Bulger gang associates who will also be testifying as government witnesses against Bulger. WBUR's David Boeri, who's covering the trial, brings us up to date.
"You wanted the true story to come out," Bulger's attorney Hank Brennan asked the witness. "Yes," came the simple answer from Tom Foley, the former state police colonel and recent author of Most Wanted. But it's the secondary title of his book that's more telling. Pursuing Whitey Bulger, the murderous mob chief the FBI secretly protected. Since the judge has ruled the defense can't argue that the government gave Bulger immunity, the defense is trying to do the next best thing. They're using Foley, a hero of the effort against Bulger, to suggest the government was giving Bulger special status. Were you surprised that members of the FBI were trying to undercut your investigation of Bulger?" asked Hank Brennan, the defense attorney. "Yes," said Foley, "to a series of questions. Federal prosecutors and FBI agents had stymied and sabotaged his investigations of Bulger, as well as lied, misled Congress, and in some cases become criminals." It was Foley who had run the ultimately successful criminal investigation against Bulger. From 1984 up to Bulger's indictment and flight in 1995, and then through the fallout that led Bulger's associates to turn government witness. Then the defense went after Foley to undercut the credibility of prolific killer John Matarano and other criminal witnesses. Under pressure, Foley acknowledged there were some people Matarano was not going to offer evidence against. Foley also allowed that interviews with Matarano were not recorded. The defense pushed to show that Foley knew from Matarano that other associates were killing people, but hadn't pursued the cases. Foley answered that he referred them to other authorities. "My priority was on the most serious cases we were working on," said Foley, meaning this one, the case against James Whitey Bulger. Bulger sat no more than 12 feet away from Foley, the man most responsible for bringing his mob to ruin. Foley said afterwards, Bulger never looked at him or even glanced in his direction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.